welcome back to the Content Conversations podcast. We are so glad you're here. My name is Grace, and I am a wedding photographer.
I'm Connor. I'm a copywriter.
We are two best friends who have been friends for
10 years.
10 years, yeah, since high school. So we are super excited to be on this podcast with you guys. And today we're going to be talking about the top three branding mistakes businesses make in the beginning. And I feel like we can talk about this because we've made these mistakes.
I feel like a lot of people, unless you're like a total branding expert when you start your business, you probably make some of these.
Yeah, so hopefully if you are just thinking about starting your business, or even if you have started your business, these three tips will help you, or these things that we tell you will help you not make these mistakes and save you a little bit of time.
Yes, and help you create a brand that you will love for years to come.
Exactly.
So number one, we'll go ahead and jump right into it. Number one is jumping into the design, which is the fun part, let's be honest, without taking the time to solidify your message, your value proposition, and what your brand is all about. This is really important in the beginning because so much of the design really kind of depends on what your brand is about. So if you just kind of start jumping into like picking out colors and kind of throwing together a logo, I think you'll end up with something that doesn't really resonate with what you're trying to do. And we don't want that.
And also, you're going to want to keep on changing it. And that's what I fell into, is that, like, I want to design a logo. I kind of like it. I'll go with it. And then, like, 3 months later, I'm like, nope, I don't. I'm going to change it again. Or, okay, now I'm going to change it again. And you never really actually get the logo and the colors and the whole design that you want because you jumped into that first and you didn't, like, establish your messaging, your mission statement, your words that describe what you want to do.
Yeah, that's because I think it's just based purely on aesthetic. So, you know, your mood one day could be that you like blue, and then the next day you're like, you know, I'm, like, feeling, like, black or, like, pink or whatever.
Right.
So, it needs to be grounded in reason. And so when you spend time, you know, understanding what your business's value proposition is, and what your mission statement is, just like your core messaging, I think it will really make the design part more fun.
Exactly.
And also more clear.
And it'll last a long time.
And it'll last a long time.
It should last you for a while.
We did an episode a few months ago talking all about how to write an amazing mission statement. So I encourage you guys to go check that out. It's episode 21. And that kind of walks you through kind of crafting that core messaging. So
it'll give you a good place to start so that you will not go for the design first. Let's create that mission statement first, and then you can go on to all those other fun things.
Yep.
Number two, the second mistake is that people are not thinking about the future and jumping on trends. By, like, doing this, you put yourself at the mercy of trends because they are always changing and it won't be long before your brand seems outdated, which is kind of what we mentioned. It definitely goes along with what we just said as well.
Right. So, you know, I mean, just think about, guys, think about how the trends have changed so much just this year.
Yeah.
Like, they're always changing. And so if you're putting your business, if you're like building your business based off of trends, you know, like Grace said, you are putting yourself at the mercy of those trends. And in a year, we're going to be moved on to something else in a year. Sure. And so your business, you know, risks being irrelevant at that point.
Exactly.
So,
I definitely made this mistake in my photography business when I first started out. So I was probably 17, 18 when I first started out on my photography business, and I did this with editing. So do you remember that trend where everything was black and white except for like the red roses?
Yeah.
Or like for, I don't know, the yellow belt or like whatever, they had just picked a random, okay.
So I just,
that was a complete trend. Thankfully it's gone and dead and buried and burnt and done, but I totally tried to do that because I was like, well, everybody else is doing it, so I'm going to do that. Of course it didn't last.
Right.
And thankfully I don't do that anymore, but I was just going along.
Hey, you could totally bring that back.
Oh my gosh, I'm not.
That could be like your thing.
No. Everybody would be like, what's happening? So in that sense, like, I was just going along with what everybody else was doing and not actually thinking about, okay, what kind of photographer do I want to be? Like, what do I want to create? Especially as an artist, like, do right. your thing, you know?
Right.
So we have an episode on this as well, back in episode 15, and it's talking about future-proofing your brand, which it's actually a really good, solid episode full of so much value, talking about doing things that actually is going to help your brand in the future.
Right, and that's super important because you want to build, like, your business is your legacy, so you want to build something that's going to last. You don't want to build something that, you know, is kind of like, what was I thinking in a year, right?
Exactly.
So number three, and this is a big one, and that is rushing through it. So if you start, like, I know in the beginning, like, you know, it's a new business, you kind of have that new business high, right? You're like super excited. You've been like reading all these books and listening to all these awesome business podcasts, and you're just ready to jump in. So you kind of start rushing into, like, creating your Facebook page, mm-hmm. creating your Instagram page. Mm-hmm. Like, we have literally, like, I think this is something every one of us can relate to.
Exactly.
Just that excitement in the beginning. But what can happen is if, like, especially, like, you don't look at number one and have that messaging kind of, you know,
solidified,
then, you know, you kind of risk being inconsistent across all of these mediums and platforms. And I think that can really hurt your brand in the beginning because mm-hmm. that's, you know, first impressions for brands are super important.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it doesn't really, you're kind of just all over the place, you might confuse some people.
Exactly.
And you don't want to confuse potential clients.
Nope. You need a strategy. You need to know what you're doing. You need to know how you're doing it. And honestly, and this is like, I'm the type of person where I just wing it, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm just going to put this up on Instagram, see what it's like. Thankfully, I don't do that anymore, but that's definitely what I used to do.
Right.
And it's true. It's so inconsistent. And people are like, wait, what's, like, what do you do? What are you photographing? I don't understand.
Right.
Are you a family photographer, a wedding photographer? So, I mean, I had to choose and be consistent and not rush through that.
And I think that just, I mean, not so much, like, if you're not, like, a hardcore strategy person, you know, it's just important to have your messaging in place
mm-hmm.
so that if you, you know, you do have to kind of, and I'm doing air quotes, wing it with a post, you still understand what your business is about.
Right.
You understand what your vision is. You understand what your mission is. So even winging it, it still sounds like your brand and it still sounds like who you are. So
exactly.
I know, like, in a perfect world, I would be so much better at scheduling out, like, my Instagram posts,
mm-hmm.
but I don't most of the time. I just kind of, like, write them when it comes to me.
But you still have a strategy.
But because I understand kind of what my goal is as a brand,
right.
then, you know, it doesn't really seem so much like I'm just throwing things out into the world.
Exactly. No, you totally have a very clear message, a very beautiful Instagram page. Like, you have such a strategy for your Instagram, for sure.
Yes, thank you, Grace.
You're so welcome, Connor. We actually have two episodes that also go along with this point. Episode 14 talks about the four things you should be incorporating into your content marketing strategy. And then also episode 12, designing an intentional social strategy for your business. We are all about strategy and we are all about creating a plan. So we're not leaving you hanging when we're telling you about these mistakes. We didn't want to be like, oh, here's mistakes. Hope you don't make them. No. Like, we want
have fun.
We want you to be able to actually implement the good things. And so we hope you guys go back to and listen to these episodes that we've mentioned because they're full of really good content.
Absolutely. So just remember, like, when it comes to your brand, you know, first impressions do matter.
Mm-hmm.
So take your time in the beginning. I know, like I said, it's easy to just want to power through it and, you know, just
you
start
it.
Putting
you're
stuff
passionate.
Out there.
You're like
passionate
ready
about
to
it.
Start.
But you, it'll just be so much more worthwhile if you just take your time
yeah.
and do it right. So, I mean, you might tweak your logo in 10 years, you know,
right.
like Coca-Cola does that. I mean, they've changed their logo probably
weird.
10 or 15 times since they have, I mean, they're minor tweaks, but since they've
yeah.
been in business.
Yeah.
But, I mean, your future self is gonna definitely thank you for setting yourself up for success in the beginning and having that strong foundation.
Definitely. And use your passion. Like, I get it. We both get it. When you're passionate, you're ready to put stuff out there. But just use your passion to then create a strategy. You can do that. It is possible to put those together. Strategy and passion. Yes. I know a lot of people like don't know what that
they're
is.
They're like, feel like they have to choose.
Exactly. Nope. They go together. They go together.
Use your passion to fuel your strategy.
Oh, I like it. We need to
quote me.
Quote. We need to create a quote on that one. That's for sure.
All right. So as I mentioned in last episode, we have started a Q&A. You can go to the link in our bio on Instagram and send in a question if you have a question about marketing, and we will answer those. We're going to start playing one question at the beginning of each episode.
Mm-hmm. You voice record.
Right, it's a voice recording. Yeah, yeah, so we're going to play your voice recording. So make sure you're awake. And we'll answer. We'll take about 5 to 10 minutes to answer your questions. Yep. So we're really excited about that. We are always on Instagram and Facebook, so if you just want a friend or you have a question, you can chat us up there. And that's Content Conversations Podcast, or we have our show notes on contentconvospodcast.com. Yes, also, join our Facebook group because it's cool in there.
It's fun. Also, you guys, if you haven't left us a review on iTunes, we would so greatly appreciate it. Next episode is, we're really excited about this one actually, because it is an interview and we are talking about how to use video to set your brand apart with Jose of Praise Media. So video is hot right now. Mm-hmm. It's been hot and I don't think it's going away anytime soon. So
no, I think it's going to continue to be hot.
Oh, exactly. So we are super excited about the episode and we will continue this conversation next week.